You're listening to SBS News.
Scientists from QIMR Berghofer Medical Research Institute are part of an international team that has identified the first 8 genes associated with anorexia nervosa. Almost 3,000 Australians and New Zealanders living with the disorder contributed their DNA for the study, which included almost 17,000 cases worldwide. Researchers say the discovery goes a long way in removing the stigma associated with the condition, dismissing the myth that anorexia nervosa is a lifestyle choice. The study found other psychiatric disorders were closely genetically linked with the condition, including obsessive compulsive disorder, depression, anxiety and schizophrenia. Associate Professor Warren Ward, the director of the Queensland Eating Disorders Service, says the research could help break down stigma.
There's still some myth, I think, and misconception that people choose to have anorexia. That's not true. People are deprived of control once they catch it. And the treatment actually is re-nourishing their brain so they get some more flexibility of thinking and psychotherapy.
Head of QIMR Berghofer Genetic Epidemiology Laboratory, Professor Nicholas Martin, says the study also made an unexpected discovery on the role metabolism plays in the illness. The research revealed an association with anorexia and low glucose levels. The disorder has a high mortality rate of 10 to 20%, with one of the causes, glucose levels dropping so low, a person dies as a result. Professor Martin says there's now genetic proof of the impact of metabolism on the disorder.
What has taken us by surprise is finding quite a large genetic influence on metabolic factors as well, how people process carbohydrates and fats. And this is not something that we had expected at all, and quite frankly we don't quite know what to make of it, but it does suggest that you have to look at anorexia not just as a mental health problem, but also as having a metabolic angle.
Professor Martin says the 17,000 DNA samples came from people of European ancestry, purely for convenience because they were the populations more readily available for testing. The genetic information of people with lived experience of the disorder was compared to DNA from others of European ancestry from 17 countries across North America, Europe and Australasia. He says researchers are acutely aware further studies with other ethnic groups are needed to fully understand the global genetic footprint of the disorder.
When you're doing this work, you do have to keep the different ancestries separate, or the statistical analyses just get completely messed up. So what that means is that to investigate this in Asians or Africans, for each of those we'd have to collect a sample size at least as big as we're doing for Europeans here. So the point is, you can't do this in any half-hearted way. It's got to be done on a big scale. And I'm hoping that another side product of our results are that it will spur those sort of efforts in other ethnic groups.
Thomas Granger was diagnosed with anorexia nervosa at the age of 15 and was hospitalised with a condition which he describes as all-consuming. Mr Granger relapsed before turning to psychological treatments to combat the disorder and says he's not surprised that a genetic predisposition has been found. He urges people who may think they may be predisposed to seek help.
That doesn't surprise me. I've always thought that myself. I think it comes back to epigenetics. So certain people are predisposed to having these genetic conditions, but it's really the lifestyle that pulls the trigger. So I think acknowledging that, you know, some people do have these genes that make up who they are as individuals, but it's about being around the right people and surrounding yourself with the right help and the right treatment in order to rise above that debt and to seek professional help when you recognise that, hey, this might be an issue for you.
The Butterfly Foundation supports people with eating disorders. The foundation says if people suspect they or someone they know has anorexia nervosa, they should get help immediately. The foundation's Melissa Wilton says the Butterfly Foundation endorses a multidisciplinary approach to treating the disorder.
Allied health professionals working with GPs, psychiatrists to do a whole person kind of treatment. It may require residential treatment, or it may require ongoing assessments and treatments with people like nutritionists, dietitians, psychologists. The government have invested quite heavily in residential facilities around the country, which Butterfly is supporting. We've been invited to assist with setting those up. in each state, and that's a really important step in the right direction.
People with an eating disorder can sign up to the next stage of the study through the QIMR Berghofer Medical Research Institute. Listeners seeking support and treatment information can contact the Butterfly Foundation on 1800 33 46 73. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.